Ladies and gentlemen, welcome you all to Drive Through HR, the number one internet daily radio show for the HR professionals, where we know HR professionals tune in to know what's happening in the HR industry. So without further ado, this is your host, Nisha and William, joining with our wonderful guest, Maury Hannigan. Maury, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nisha.
Well, glad to have you here with us today, Maury.
Oh, great. I'm delighted to be on the show. This is fun.
Well, that's an interesting name, Maury Hannigan. Well, in fact, this is the first time that I'm hearing this name, but it's really, really sweet and interesting. So why don't you kick off with a brief intro and let our audience know who you are and what you do?
Okay. I'm the founder of MatchClick. MatchClick is the new recruiting marketing tool that helps employers get their jobs noticed. We're designed for mobile because we understand that's where candidates are getting their information these days. We use a lot of video. We're very engaging. And we're really out there to replace job boards. So we have a new technology, a new platform, and we're hoping to help employers come from the old traditional ways of recruiting candidates to the really match up with the way candidates behave today. And that's really what I'd love to talk about today is this disconnect between the recruiter efforts and the actual candidate behavior that's going on.
Well, take us into it. This is William, by the way. I'm sure you could discern Nisha and William's voices, but I thought I'd go ahead and put my stamp on my name. Anyhow, sorry about that. Take us into that for a second. It's really interesting. We're going to get to what's keeping you and your clients up at night here in just a second. But take us into what you're seeing in the market right now.
I'm seeing a lot of recruiters that are using the same tools they've been using for the last 10, 15 years, and they're frustrated that they're not getting the response they want, but they haven't quite figured out that the entire candidate population has moved. And it's almost like they're aiming at, 45 degrees and the client population is sitting over there at 35 degrees, and the tools they're using aren't working. Best example I've got of this is one of my favorite stories. We actually had a client recently, actually it was the head of legal at a client recently, being told that they needed to change how they were doing things because candidates were getting all their information off mobile devices. And this gentleman's response was, well, maybe if they're serious about their careers, they'll put their phones down. And I just wanted to drop my head in my hand and say, sir, where do you get your information? I mean, we're all using mobile devices. The idea that we find sometimes our spouses on our mobile device, we find our apartments on our mobile device, we get our food on our mobile device. The idea that we don't use it when we're exploring new career opportunities is just out of sync with how people actually use things. But I watch employers do things like post text-only job descriptions on job boards. And I wonder who's looking at them. And the short answer is nobody, or very, very few people. Very few people are still sitting at desktops, and particularly when you get to the passive candidate, because as you talk to employers, that's the candidate they're really interested in. They're interested in the individual who's succeeding at their current job that they'd really like to poach from a competitor or poach from another company. And yet when they try to reach out to that individual, that passive candidate, they're sending text-only emails that they're sending potentially through LinkedIn or through their talent community or maybe their employee referral program, and they're attaching a text-only job description, which they think someone's going to open on a mobile device and read and be engaged by. And if you think about the things that really engage you on your mobile device, it's probably not paragraphs and paragraphs of text. It's probably got some video to it. It's probably got something that's easy to digest and easy to read. It's something that's really going to sort of pull you in, put a human face to it, and help you understand context, because video and visuals are really wonderful at communicating context. So that's the disconnect that I see going on out there, that people aren't using the tools, and you know, particularly now that MatchClick is available, it's easy to put together a position profile that really talks to people and replaces this static text-only information that the recruiters are pushing out to potential candidates that really isn't doing the job for them.
So I got to go deeper into mobile for just a second and your take on what works. You already kind of gave us a couple of nuggets on what works and what doesn't, and you can highlight the what doesn't more for us. And even if you can, take the audience into kind of maybe some brands that are doing this really well. Like who, when you're looking out there, the Gap does this really well, or Taco Bell does this really well, and here's why. Like if you look at this, 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 and this, this is why they're really good to follow, et cetera.
Well, the folks that are doing it really well are people who understand what information candidates really want when they're considering an opportunity. And in part because you've only had the option of sending out text-only job descriptions, people write up job descriptions. But, you know, when you think about it, yes, you want to know what the content of the job is. But one of the things that people really care about, particularly when you get to the millennials, and millennials are really 25 to 35-year-olds. They really are the core of who most organizations are recruiting right now. Those millennials care passionately about who they're going to work with and what the environment is like they're going to work in. That's information they really want to know. They want to, you know, in an ideal world, they'd meet their boss, they'd meet their coworkers, that would help them envision themselves in a job and entice them to actually apply or start to engage with with an in-house recruiter and start the whole conversation. And quite frankly, that's what we've allowed MatchClick to have employers do. You can record 20-second videos of your hiring manager and coworkers so that people can actually see this. But you don't see a lot of people doing it right now because technically it's been hard to do. We've made the platform so it's easy. But there are folks out there that understand that candidates want a different kind of information. And particularly when you look at passive candidates, they're not desperate for a job. So there's got to be something really enticing about the job that's going to make them pick up their head and stop what they're doing and decide they want to, you know, actually return a phone call, return an email, and start the process of investigating a job with a company. And that just takes something other than paragraphs of, required skills, preferred skills, and all the things that go in a job description.
Yeah, must have a bachelor's degree. I read an article the other day about how kids, I sound old. Anyhow, how folks in high school are dating these days. And when I went to high school, we did a lot of, just two people going out on a date, and they're doing a lot of group dates. We're basically seven guys and seven gals or whatever the mix is. They all go out on a date together. And they basically, it's a group of people that go out, and then, if there's a match-ish there, first of all, it's just weird to me, but let's put that aside. Because I think that's what we're talking about with recruiting being different from millennials. Do you see something like that, like things that were normal for you that are just not the norms of today? Do you see something like that in recruiting today?
Well, I think the big thing is that people are so social. I mean, one of the things that we know, even among passive candidates, is folks have conversations about cool jobs all the time. You know, there's this frustration about, how do we get to the passive candidate? You know, they're not interested. They're not at job boards. They're not on websites, looking at our careers page. No, they're not. But they're talking to each other all the time, and they're passing information all the time. And that's something that, people have always been helpful if you knew someone looking for a job that you might pass along an opportunity, you heard about it. But that's amplified 100-fold among this new professional generation, that the amount of people who are forwarding a link, forwarding something to saying, hey, Rob, did you look at this? Boy, or did you see this? I thought you'd be interested. Or doesn't this sound like Anna? Or, those sorts of things. There's a constant conversation going on. Much more so than I think there had been even 10 years ago. You don't even have to go back to history of, 20 and 30 years ago. I think even more than 10 years, there's this constant conversation, And among professionals, a big chunk of that conversation is about career advancement. What's the cool next job? What's the best next step in their career? And where might that be? And what particulars are interesting? And I think that's part of what's frustrating employers is they don't understand how to get in that conversation because that's really where it's happening. And, you know, in an ideal world, you want your job to go viral. You want someone to pass it among their talent community. But you don't do that with, you know, sort of dead flat text. You do that with video and things that magically let you do.
Well, Maury, as you said, that some of the employers, they don't really know how to get into that conversation and to have a real commitment to engage their audience, right? So what do you recommend to them in order to have an engagement with their audience, that's particularly the job candidates?
I think the single most important thing is to let candidates actually see and hear from the person who's going to be their boss and their coworkers, because that's credible and authentic, right? You really want to look at someone and say, gee, I could see myself working for her. I could see myself working with him. I could see myself working with that group. That part of envisioning yourself in the job is really compelling, and there's something very engaging about seeing a person talk to you. Imagine if you were going to go in an interview and you'd already seen a video of the person you were going to interview with. It almost wouldn't matter what words that person had said on the video. You'd get a sense of their style. You'd get a sense of their kind of approach. It would be such an advantage to have that introduction, even if it's only, you know, a very short video that you're watching of the hiring manager. That's interesting to people. So the biggest thing that employers need to do is just change the kind of information they're putting out there. So it's information that's actually useful and credible to candidates.
So, okay, let me ask a quick question about your take on a couple things. One is Glassdoor.
Okay.
I want to get your take on Glassdoor. I want to get your take on job aggregation, because we've talked about job boards in kind of a disparaging way, which is totally fine. We've been predicting the death of the job board for 20 years now, so my guess is we'll be about as accurate as the last 20 years. But what you think about job boards in particular, and I also want to get your take on culture fit, where you think culture fit ranks in the importance pyramid.
Okay. Let me talk about Glassdoor first. I think Glassdoor is a great interim step. I think they sort of understand that having video of an organization and work groups and things like that is important. And so they're dragging employers a little bit out of the dark ages and into a medium that is what candidates really prefer. The downside and the limitation with Glassdoor is that it's not job specific. And the reality is candidates want to know about the job that they're going to potentially take. So it's nice to see a video of Anna in the San Diego office, but if you're never going to work in the San Diego office and never going to interact with Anna, it really doesn't matter a whole lot that she's lovely and she has, you know, really great things to say about the company. What you really want to know about is your specific work group, because you're asking yourself constantly, is this the next best job for me? So you have to get it down to that actual position. Once someone determines that the position is interesting for them, then they care about the context. They care about the company as a whole. They want to really sort of fill in the gaps. But if they're not interested in the specific job, they're really not interested in the corporation. I mean, this goes back to, I love to say to recruiters, think about, you know, I'm going to assume that you're a passive candidate right now, that you're not actively looking for a job. Do you spend any time on corporate websites looking at other corporations when you don't even know if there's a job there that would be appropriate for you? And the answer is they don't, of course. But if something comes across their desk that says, hey, there's a great job, it would be a step up for you, more responsibility, something you really want to do, and that gets you hooked, then all of a sudden you're interested in the organization that has that job. That's how candidates behave, really. So the piece you need to do is lead with the job specifics. You've got to lead with the actual position and the people in the actual position. And if that's interesting to a candidate, then they're interested in the kind of information you'd find on Glassdoor or on a corporate website. So I think Glassdoor is a great transition, but it doesn't take it all the way. That brings me to your second question about job aggregators. Again, it depends if you're talking about an active or a passive candidate. Or I'll tell you, I believe that everybody is an active candidate at some degree. And maybe we have a whole other conversation about this whole active and passive candidates, that it's not a dichotomy of people actively looking and people who are not looking. Hopefully we've all got our eyes open for the next best thing, or we're at least open to opportunity and potential out there. But I think the job aggregators and the job boards, I think that they're going to be replaced by things like MatchClick, quite honestly, things that are mobile-centric, things that are more engaging, things that can be passed easily among candidates and stay intact. I had a situation where one of my board members sent me a job and asked me to pass it along, and given that she was a board member, I was, of course, happy to do that for her. But I sent it to someone with a truncated cover letter, and that person got back to me and said that he had passed it along to someone else with yet a more truncated cover letter, and whosoever hands it got into, who knows what it said about the opportunity. Employers lose control of the conversation when that sort of thing happens. So they need a vehicle that allows them to present not only the actual job they've got, but really put it in context and present the whole opportunity to a candidate. And I think the job aggregators and the job boards are really awful about that. They're limited based on how they're built and what they are. So I think it's not so much that the job boards will die, although, yes, the job boards are dying. It's that they're going to be replaced by new platforms, and new platforms that are just designed much more with the candidate experience in mind and much more attuned to what information candidates actually want and will engage in and actually look at. So I'll make a bold prediction that MatchClick will replace all the job boards. And you can come back in 10 years and we'll see if that's played out. But that's really the direction that I think we're going. There's new technology out there. It's easy to do. And there's no reason not to do it. Candidates want different information delivered in a different way. And we have the technology to do it. So why would you put a text-only job description up on a job board? I don't understand.
Go ahead, Maury.
Oh, I was going to answer William's last question just about culture fit. And I think culture fit is tremendously important. I think we all know people who have, succeeded very well in one organization and moved to another organization and really struggled. And that tells you that there's a difference in culture, that it's not someone's skills who changed, but rather the environment in which they're working changed, and so those skills were either applicable or not applicable. And I think culture is particularly important to this younger generation, and I'll define the younger generation as 25 to 35-year-old, that work is such a big part of their life, and their values are so entwined with what they do every day, that they need to be in a culture where they're comfortable, where they feel good about it, they like the people around them. It also gets back to this whole social orientation. If people are dating in groups, the work group becomes a very core social group, and it's important to get that right and have it fit. And so it's one of the things that makes video so compelling to people they want to see who they're going to work with.
So what's the role of the employees in involving or participating in those social conversations to help their organization connect with potential talent?
I think the employer's role is to make sure that they're putting the content out there that is interesting to candidates, and that actually tells them something. I think employers can have a big role in creating accurate and authentic information, and a lot of that comes from just letting their employees speak. It really is amazing when you say to hiring manager or colleague, would you be willing to make a 20-second video so that we can put it out there in the job community? And you let people talk about what they like about the job, what they're learning, what kind of advancement they see, how they feel about the culture and the kinds of opportunities for them. And amazing things will come out of people's mouths. And some of that, for an employer, is trusting to let their employees speak. And really, they talk about valuing their employees and seeing their employees as their biggest asset, and then they go out to recruit, and the employees are nowhere in sight. And that's a real shame, because the employees you've got, if you've hired, a really strong organization and have good teams, your employees should be your best selling point, and putting them out front and center. It just makes sense.
Indeed. So we talked about job boards, Glassdoor, job aggregation, and culture. And we have always seen the social, mobile, and digital disruptions, right? So what's going to be the future of recruiting?
I think recruiting will become more focused, like so many other things, because the technology allows us to be much more targeted in what we do. That the idea that we'll throw, a job out there to the masses just won't happen. As companies are getting better at building talent communities, they're better at identifying the segments of potential employees out there. And I think with, tools like MatchClick, they're going to be better at actually delivering specific information that will engage those specific candidates. I think as we boil down to really talking about, actual positions and understanding that that's the hook that gets people engaged in the whole recruiting process, I think we're getting to a one-on-one kind of marketing in recruiting that hasn't been done before. And to some degree, it hasn't been done before because it just wasn't economically feasible. But we're getting to a point now where we can actually have, hiring managers speaking directly to potential candidates, and you can do that for every single position in the organization. Technology didn't make that possible, but we've got it now.
All right, Maury. Tough questions. MatchClick will succeed because ... and MatchClick will fail because ...
Okay. MatchClick will succeed because it will deliver the information that candidates want to candidates. It will succeed because it will actually be useful and believable and accessible. It will fail because companies will be afraid to change. They will be comfortable with what they're doing now and continue to stay awake night because they're not getting responses from the candidates they want. and they will keep doing more and more and more of what they're doing. So it really will be, finding companies that are saying, yes, this population has changed. They're getting their information differently. They're accustomed to a different content of information, and we need to adapt to it.
Let me ask you a question. These are great, by the way. Let me ask you a question about most folks listening to the call have no idea how difficult it is bringing virgin tech to a marketplace, especially as a marketplace like ours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do us a favor and take us into that. Like, what are you doing to get the word out? What are you doing to socialize this or get people to care? Like, what are you, what are you standing on a corner? I mean, like, what are we doing? I know I would. Are you kidding me? What are you doing to get people to care about this?
What we're doing is reaching out to the folks that we know, get it, that they understand the market's changed and they want to do something different but haven't had the tools to do it before. So if I can name names here, we're talking to EY. They want tech-savvy candidates. And they understand that they need to reach out in a way that's going to attract those folks because they're going after a very competitive type of candidate. So we're talking to them, and they're piloting MatchClick. They sort of lit up and went, we could do this. Talking to folks at Citrix, they're the same way. There are people out there who understand that they need to provide just a much richer quality content to individuals if they're really going to interest them, but they haven't had the tools to do it. So we're identifying those real leaders in the industry, the folks that have, you know, aren't comfortable doing what they're doing and aren't afraid to try something new. And we're starting with them because we believe if we can really get these leaders to do this and the results become very self-evident very quickly, that eventually the rest of the world will wake up. So plus it gives us a chance to work with really great people, which is fun. You always want to work with folks that are open to new ideas and, you know, thinking three steps ahead. So that's really been how we've done it. It's a very one-on-one approach of saying, here's somebody who gets it, who's looking forward. Let's give them a tool and just stand back, quite frankly, and let them do what they already know how to do.
All right, Maury, we have about 3 minutes left at this point. So what do you really want to communicate to those candidates out there to probably rethink the way they do their job search?
Well, for the candidate's perspective, it's tough because right now it's tough for the candidates to really get a handle on what a job is all about and how they would contribute and really fit into an organization. So they're doing it, the candidates are doing it very inefficiently right now. There's a little bit of, you know, they play telephone, they talk to each other all the time, but that there can be time lags in what's available and what's open and how they connect with it and so forth. So that's, you know, I have tremendous sympathy for candidates because we've got such an inefficient system that being able to really connect really good jobs with really good people, and there are plenty of both out there right now. There are absolutely plenty of both supply and demand, but the way we connect them is just, you know, it's really lagging. I talk about the fact I think it's nuts that we're still doing keyword searches in the entire recruitment field, that candidates are doing keyword searches, you know, on, you know, aggregators and job boards and things looking for jobs, and employers are going through their own applicant tracking systems and doing keyword searches looking for candidates. Well, welcome to the 1990s. I mean, keyword searches are old technology. The fact that that's still the core and the guts of how we match candidates and employers is just almost unbelievable to me, given all the other technology we have.
Absolutely. So, Maury, thank you so much for joining with us today and sharing your lunch time with us and to give some thoughtful insights to our audience. So, where can they connect with you and get hold of you?
They can do a couple of things. They can reach me through Twitter at RethinkHiring. But the best place is just to go to our website, which is matchclick.com. There's a match-click.com. There's a hyphen in the middle of match and click. And you can reach me through there or maury@matchclick.com.
All right, Maury. Thank you so much for joining with us. And to our audience, thank you so much for tuning in to Drag to HR. We will talk to you all tomorrow.
Yeah, a pleasure. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye, Maury. Bye, William.
Oh. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.